little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
This was the agenda we set out to cover, and I believe we've done something meaningful under all headings. We started just flowing through the consultation. We started out with the sort of, you know, the kind of map of the consultation signpost. I called it an Uber signpost, yeah. And then in information gathering, we did the spectrum of prompt exercise and the stopping the rumbling patient exercise. And then we had some thinking about, still in that phase of the consultation, the fear of missing something and how that can generate too many questions at times, and the sort of iterative nature of the clinical reasoning and the questioning you do. And then a more focused thing around time-testing into the psychological, social and occupational history, and then conducting that as a specific example of a direct inquiry done in a time-efficient way. And then we moved to the sort of further on, you know, well, I guess patient education and planning section of consultation, where we considered things like safety netting and follow-up. But it was around the scenario of the patient who presents for the blood test results, and the notion of having to give some sort of, you've got to convey a sense of what they show, but then ask, using a, you know, a sort of map of the consultation signpost, to stick to the conventional structure, which serves well, but securing the patient's engagement and collaboration with that by giving them a sense of what's coming, so they know that they're not uncertain about the fact that they're going to get their needs met. And then the final crucial task of checking patient understanding. Right. And as Keith says, maybe the very last thing, if you could just say something from your list of take-home points, just tell us one from your list and we'll go around. You know, the thing that's most, that's top of your list, although if someone else has said it, you might pick something different from your list. So
a lot of good things, but for me it's more about how to explain an abnormal result really in a good way, and then get the structure back in while signposting at the same time. That was quite useful.
And that's it. So either not completely normal or almost entirely normal. Yeah. Fantastic. Charlotte?
For me, it was the shut-up exercises, definitely, and using the name of the patient, the hand gestures, the eye contact to, you know, get the consult back into your vein.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, signposting at the start of consultations.
Yes, that kind of the kind of map of the consultation signpost, yeah?
Yes.
Well, check understanding and implement the ice in it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
I think for me also the Uber signpost at the beginning, that's not something I've done before, but I think that's a really good way of doing it, particularly if putting an anxious patient at rest and showing them that you've got a bit of structure, a bit of a plan, what to expect.
Okay, very good.
For me, same, like doing more signposting and housekeeping tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These ones at the end there,
And some of the phrases I picked from, like, not completely.
Yeah, I know. So it's almost completely or not completely normal. Now, top of my list. And your defence body will be pleased to hear you're going to do more signposting, won't they? So, all right. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to use people's names in getting them to shut up more, which I haven't used before. So the eye contact as well. I like those techniques.
And I should have said, I've mentioned four things, but the one that's, as I sit here without that piece of paper in front of me, it is definitely the not completely normal and almost completely normal. Mm. I think that they're, you know, a fabulous toolkit.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.